This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 252 for Wednesday, February 1st. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are lower on Wednesday, being pulled down by weakness in comparable oils as the markets remain range-bound. At the final settlement, the March canola contract gives up $3.90 at $828 per ton, and the May contract loses $4.10 at $827.10 per ton. There are sharp declines in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, while soy meal is relatively steady. European rapeseed is pulling back, and the Malaysian palm oil market is closed for a holiday. Losses in global crude oil prices are applying additional pressure on vegetable oils. The Canadian Grain Commission reports that as of December, canola exports for 2022-23 tally 3.56 million tons, with almost half heading to China. The total year-to-date grain exports are 20.5 million tons, up nearly 35% compared to a year ago. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged on Wednesday in choppy trading, with the loonie at 74.89 U.S. cents. The United States Department of Agriculture reports the U.S. beef cow herd is at its lowest level in 60 years, with 89.3 million cattle and calves. The USDA issues its fats and oil report today at 2 p.m. Central. The USDA attaché in Argentina pegs that country's 2022-23 soybean crop at 36 million tons, 9.5 million under the department's current estimate. Meanwhile, Dr. Michael Cordonnier of Soybean and Corn Advisor is keeping his call on Argentina soybeans at 39 million tons. As well, he's maintaining his estimate on Brazil soybean output at 151 million tons. For corn, Cordonnier is holding at 44 million tons for Argentina and 125 million for Brazil. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are down hard on Wednesday. The March contract falls 18 cents at $15.20 per bushel. March soy oil gives up 1.54 cents at 60.79 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal nudges up 50 cents at $484.70 per short ton. Corn futures turn around to push higher on Wednesday as the March contract bumps up a penny at $6.81 per bushel. Chicago oats turn lower, with its March contract easing back a penny at $3.93.5. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago March gives up 1.5 cents at $7.60. Kansas City March gains 5.5 cents at $8.84. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March tacks on 3 cents at $9.25.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, February 1st. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.